So we're at the third base, the lion. I love the cat. Why don't we just run through the missions and anything else? Okay. Kosher betok beit rova. Oleh benidat beit rova. Anything which is included in the shear, we said beit rova, that you have to distance yourself when it comes to distancing you tefillah from tefillah, is included in the measurement of the beit rova. Achilat hagefen, the hakever, the hatzela, the area around a gefen, or a kever, or is a stone, all that is nonetheless, even though it's not suitable for planting it, it's still olim b'midas beis rova. Tua b'tua, it's the beis rova. Yarek v'yarek, as we saw, was more kal, and the distance between the two minim is shisha tfachim. Tua b'yarek v'yarek b'tua is also a beis rova. So we go according to the more chomer b'tua. Rabbi Eliezer says no. Yerek b'tua is shisha tfachim, and so vice versa. Tua nota agave tua. The yerek agave yerek. Tua agave yerek. The yerek agave tua. Hakol mutar. The fact that something is very tall now is leaning over the leaves, or leaning over the other thing, whether it's the tua of the yerek on the tua, is generally not a problem. Except when it comes to the lat yivanit. The lat yivanit is so overgrown, it tends to get mixed, to stick tendrils out between other things, that over there we're mocked for that it shouldn't be over it either.
The tendrils are leaves and the fact that it spreads on top of
them. The tendrils
coming from underneath.
No, no, no. It just mixes itself. It's a very invasive plant. Rabbi Omer atakishas ukolamitu. Look, I've been told that Kishus and Prolamitri has the same din as Lat Yivanim. However, I must admit, I personally do not see how it is that Kishus and Prolamitri is as bad as Lat Yivanim. It's no worse than any other lot. But that's what I would admit to. There's the Gemara, Rabbi Bon Barachia, the shame Rabbi Zeira. It was lo shado ela achilat ha-gefen. It was achilat ha-gefen v'akevet. In other words, the six tefachim around a gefen, which is the area that is needed for working that gefen. Yes, that indeed is not, does not taken off, not subtracted from the shear of the rova. But the gefen atzma lo, the actual place where the gefen itself is, cannot be included in the shear of the rova. Since over there, forget it, it's not a question over there of being impractical or logistically impossible to plant there. Over there, it is halakhically unplantable because you're going to have an issur of the kelayim if you plant anything by the gefen. So that's worse than a sela because you have to look at the issur element. Mm-hmm. Well, what about it's harder to plant for the gefen?
On its directly.
Yeah. Well, what about a kever? You're not allowed to be mena from a kever. So according to you, I mean, you should say, well, it's aser bana'a, so therefore it should be more common than a salatu. And it says over here that a kever is included. Yeah, but kever in Yisrael Nikar, not everybody realizes over there that there's kever necessarily in it. So that's already, we weren't marked for that. I don't get it. So avodas hagefen in Yisrael bana'a, I mean, if it's only achilat gefen, that means the area we're going to need to be over the gefen, but that's also out there. Is that also kelayim to plant in that area? Well, no. That's going like Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds that ain't avodah gefen yechidit. He holds the din of being topic, the mokum around the gefen is only sort of a kerem. Kerem is a minimum five vines. But a gefen yechidit, there's no din of tvisa. We said tvua b'tvua, the shear is a beit rova, or b'lvad shalot tehei chavushar mi'ar baruch otera. Now the din over here is that if something is chavush, we saw this curious idea before, if something is well defined, so that the field is articulated, it's delimited, let's say it has a fence around it, this shear of rova is only where it's not defined. But if it defines, the definition overrules the rova. So let's say you have a 10-acre field that is surrounded by a gader. You can't say, well, who cares about the gader? I'm going to split this up into 12 robots. No, you can't do that because the getter is chodeshit and says anything planted here is planted in the same field. So either you have a getter between each field, in which case you don't need, if it's subdivided by a getter, obviously you don't need anything else anyway. We said the getter is considered to be a hafek. But if there's a getter around it, then the getter does the opposite. The getter is chodesh. Rabbi Zira boy kamei Rabbi Yossi. I mean, what exactly does that mean when we say that? I mean, kenana min hanidika simunya in verim putocha lamina chazuvat? I mean, how far do we take this? How about dika simunya? It's 12 miles long. I mean, it's all surrounded by a gazer. Does that mean it's all one field? And nobody's allowed to plant in it two separate things because it's chavush. And it seems outrageous. No shear is given. Now, Lamaisa, the Rambam does not paskin at all. He leaves out this whole thing of chavush. So the only mocker for the Rambam is this question of Rabbi Zira. That the Gemara left hanging the question of how chavush itself could be meaningful if there's no shear involved in it. So therefore, what Rabbi Zira was saying is that the maximum that Chavisha would do anyway is make it a base rover. So it's no different if it has a get around, if it doesn't have a get around. Anyway, you need a rover to be mobbed.
But the question is above that, though. And what about above that?
No, the Rabbi Zira is saying, look, if you can't give me a shear, so then
the maximum is base rover, period?
Anyway.
Maximum.
That's how the Rambam seems to learn. Must it, Rabbi Yezer? Rabbi Eliezer, and we say over here that according to Chachamim, we're going to go to the maximum. If the Tua is involved, then we're going to go to the max, even if we're trying to mix Yerek. But Rabbi Eliezer, who says that no, you go to the minimum. If it's Yerek mixing, then it's Shishat Vachim. It's not even if Yerek is mixing with Yerek, Yerek is mixing with Tua. So he asks Ravonan, Kamad is Lachon, Kal Bishuran. You also hold, and we're going to prove this in a minute, we're assuming it, we don't know this yet, but in the same way that I will show that Rabban hold that if you plant a shura next to a field, instead of in the middle of a field, that you do not need to be marked for rova, so you agree that a shura is more kal, the chomer of the meruba, all that you're saying is, that if you have a merubah, which is not a shura, but an actual, what looks like a field of lettuce next to a tvua, that over there you're saying that you need to have over here a shear of a roha. I want you to know that king, excuse me, correct here, that king is li kal the merubah. I hold that even a merubah is the way that you hold about a shura. It's not that we're arguing so much about the Shira HaKhaka. You're also asking to me that a Chayat have a Shira HaKhaka of Shisha for Yerek next to Tula. Except you're only going to be Makhra by Meruba. I don't know that we're Makhra by Meruba. So, in fact, I'm saying, so where indeed do we see? I mean, you take it for granted. We never saw anywhere that that's what the Rabbanan hold. So, Hein Ashkechan, these Rabbanan, Kal Bishurah, Vekomer, Vemeruva? Where indeed is the marker of what Rabbi Eliezer just claimed? Kehada Zatani, it's like the Brysa. Marosha La Sot Shurah Shur Yerek, Vetok, Sebei Tua. Hareza Osa, Ora Shurah, Ora Chesar, Amos, Vemefsa. Arocha, Shisha. You see, it says over here, somebody wants to have now. Next, right next to the day tour. So he, as long as he has a full shura, which is the 10 amas, actually it's a little bit more, which is the 10.4, because it should be exactly the edge of the rova. So, by a rova of sheish. So that's also enough. Omri of Yochanan, in Zorel Tocha Elamina Chadovad, this shura cannot have two separate types of vegetables in it. Even if those two types of vegetables are not pilayim, it's only min echa. Omer Rabbi Zira, Moder Rabbi Yochanan Kishahayu Shiva, Shu Zorea Tefach Mikan, the Tefach Mikan, and Otan Chamisha Nidonim Mekanu Mekan. You know what? Rabbi Yochanan would be Moder. But if you had a Shura that was Shiva, And now, what you want to do is you want to have two separate meanings. You can have now your six in between here, your five in between here, and you have the six on either edge. Now, you can look at this as two different shuras. The middle space of five, I can either be mitzaref to my left with the lettuce or to my right with the peppers. And that would mean that, in essence, I have two separate shuras, which can now, I can put them together with, on either side, tru'ah, because I can see this as being separate shuras next, not a shura in the middle of the space, tru'ah, but two separate shuras next to a shear of a tru'ah. Take a look at the picture over here. See what he's saying here. Club Zion. So we have now a total of Zion Tfachim, this whole thing. And here's my shura of 10 1/4, okay? So what he's saying is that even though Rabbi Yochanan held it has to be kulo one min, but not if you set it up like this. If you set it up like this, then you can have two minim. Because you essentially have two separate shuras. I just say, but I only have five in the middle. Okay, but those five goes to the right or to the left, either way. So nidunim l'kan l'kan, I could be mitzaref them to either side. In which case, I now have a shura above, so to speak, of lettuce, and a shura above of radish. And it's all mutter, therefore, on either side, to be matnik. Now, min mada omar Rabbi Zeira, al Rabbi Yochanan Taman. If you recall this again, I mean, the Gerson is really messed up. But from what Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Yochanan earlier, where he said that Rabbi Yochanan was moda, that the Chatzi Rova can be nidon lekan ulekan. So we say that over there, you can be mitzaref a half a rova that is not zeruah, together with a half of a rova that is zeruah on either side. So the same thing should be over here, even though we're not dealing with a rova, we're dealing with a shura, but the concept is the same. The blank space in between, where you've delineated the area with minim on either side, we give him the empty space with either side. This we said before in Aloha Hey, so here in Aloha Ches, he's adding, where we came to talk about the minim of shura, and where the Lezer just made a whole big deal about the difference between a shura and a merubah, that's what from you. Here's the place in which we want to clarify that the same exact Aloha would be true about a shura as well. Okay. No. The test case is only things that we know are tests. Unless you're all about the sheet. Yeah. So, I'm ready to go. Right. Now, nota chafishura va'amato. Ubikesh la'atio mishuracha. So now, what happens over here? The guy, he's supposed to have 10 amas, a little bit plus, right? He starts planting some type of vegetable, and he plants half of it, let's say. So he finished 5 amas of his 10 amas long. Now, he wants, before he finishes planting, he wants to already plant his tru'ah field. His workers show up, and they'd like to plant. Now, if they plant, his intent ultimately is to complete the shura. Right now, he doesn't have a shura. So the minimum length of a shura is 10 plus. And he's only got 5 over here. So what's the halacha in that case? Rukhista Omer Asur. Rukhista says, look, you tell the guy, either akorat ashura or maleat ashura. You have to make up your mind. You're either going to have to rip out what you put in, or you're going to have to finish up what it is you want to put in. But you can't leave it 5 and claim that this is a shura to be, even though it is not a shura, and now start planting your tour next to it. Rabbi Yudin Omer, Rabbi Yudin says this in Machlokas, he's talking with Pia Barba and Rabbi Shmuel Barabia. We have a Machlokas. Now, the truth is, it's not really similar cases, because the case that we had up until now was lengthwise what the din would be if you filled up half. The case that we're about to discuss is cases about widthwise what would happen, like the case of Rabbi Yochanan. We had one Telfach and one Telfach was 5 in the middle. That was along the whole length. So I had the width split into 2. So So there's a machlokas of Tia bar Ban, of Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Sar Omer, Afilu Shlosha Latok Shisha. Let's say that you only filled up three of the six tefachim of width along the length of the whole thing. It would still be mutter at that point to call it a shura and to be matnif it to kul. The chronama, hafil echad mikan, echad mikan, the echad the emta. Even if you didn't even have three really, but you just had one plant and the edge, another plant at the other edge, and another plant in the middle, that itself is considered to be ritzifut. So here we have our two pictures. Again, the first case we had was lengthwise, 5 out of 10. Right? That's 5 out of 10. The second case is where you have widthwise, where you have three shuras in what's supposed to be one shura. And the last case is where you have individual plants that are planted in little dots across the six tefachim, all along the length of the tent. That test is where you had three mitzvot shisha. Three tefachim, mitzvot shisha tefachim. And this is the first of test is talking about the five tefachim out of the ten tefachim. Majesty, would you like to see the past four pictures? Okay, so the first case that we had before was you have five tefachim blank space in the middle, and you have an edge of cucumbers and another edge of pumpkin, let's say. Right? So that we said you can be mitzarefet either this way or this way. This one is supposed to be 10 long and you filled up 5, not the last 5. This one is 10 long and it's filled all the way, but only 3 tefachim of the width of 6. And the last case is it's filled all the way, but not even 3 tefachim, but 3 plants that are scattered across the width of 6. Now, the truth is, these two shitas, the Rukhiya Barba and the Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, we know that they argue, but we were never told who said what. But we're going to try to figure it out. Mimadi Omar Rabbi Yossi. Now, being as Rabbi Yossi quotes Rabbi Chia, this is Rabbi Chia Barba, Yishem Rabbi Yochanan, as saying, Ubilvat Shaloya Hisham Akarava, that this is true only when we say shalosh mitok sheish, it's only where you don't have an area that is empty between them. So in other words, you need these three to be mamash mitzulah. So now we know clearly. Havi Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak chud yama afilu echad mikan v'echad mikan v'echad miemsa. Now we know that he certainly can't be the one that said, even if you have just these individual ones, because he's the doc going out of his way to say that you can't have empty space in between. So clearly he didn't hold of that. So now we know which he's to hold for. So, Kamishan Dvarim Memru Bidlat Yevanit. Now there's 5 different halachas that are said that is unique about pumpkins from Greece. First of all, we already saw that the sikhuch of a pumpkin is considered to be, as it says in the Mishnah, kilayim, and even though other vegetables that are just hanging over something else are not considered to be kilayim. That's number one. Maybe atatuma, normally if you have a plant that has thin leaves, the leaves are not considered to be kosher enough to be considered an ohel. They move around in the ruach, and therefore they're not really a lechita. So normally we wouldn't be concerned about the question of ohel ameis. But a delat which has such thick leaves is mevi'a et atuma, but also for sefet mevi'a et atuma. So in other words, if you are the person's on the same under the same leaves as the mate, so it would be maybe a tatumela. If he's on top, it would be kosher tishmeatuma. This oksa tefach, the other thing that the Chachamim say, is that the area of the oketz of the pri is an entire tefach. I mean, it's such a heavy pri that you need an oketz of a full tefach, your whole hand, with it's considered to be a yad to the kli to pick it up, and therefore it's mekabel 2 minutes, maybe it's a tuma, like the other. Normally that much would be way too much. And another unique thing is that if somebody ashers pumpkins on himself, he's not talking about those little gourds. He's talking about heavy-duty pumpkins, like for a Thanksgiving. And that is referring to the lot Yevanit, specifically, and not the little pumpkins. The Yona boy, the lama let anan amin. Focus on it. Boy, the lama let anan amin. Media is a tuma. The chutzpah is a tuma. It's tarzay. Should we have six things? If we include the two dinim of tuma, and why did you list them as one? Actually, by Kapora says there's seven things, but he has a whole different list. He says the list is like this: ein misachino ta'agav Israel. That's our mission. Media is a tuma. Chutzpah is a tuma. Yada tefa. Now that's a whole new thing of Nim La'avudatah. It's been like a Karen, but you have the area directly around it is counted as part of the actual lot. You need space to be able to go in there and saw away at it. And it's a kelayim with the lot aramit, and it's a kelayim with the armutza. You notice that he left out the din of oseret kol shehu, and he left out the din. That's the first way I can. I think I left that out before, actually, to say that. But Sarah told you that if the Lot Yevani got mixed up now in a Kaloya Karam, right, or some Easter, that it's not possible because it's too partial. I mean, I didn't mention that. I left that out before. It's one of the things that is considered to be a Dogish of a Minion, and it's very partial, the Lot Yevani. So, okay. And he lists these seven, but he doesn't list Osiris, in the case of Taruga, below Tony Nadar, nor did he list a particular din that somebody who asks pumpkin is only usher on Thanksgiving pumpkin. Omer Rav Yosef.
For a group
called Leading the Kaddish. Right. Omer Rav Yosef, remember Gamliel, there must be some, you know, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Yeah, Ramesh crazy. But the Hanukkah is Thanksgiving, right? So I'm just saying, No, the Greek one is not. No wonder that this today is that one. I better call up Fiona. Rabbi Gamliel Baredi. Nafak Lashuka. So he went out and offered suddenly, when they found him, he made a mistake of going out there, so of course, you know, anybody that bumps into him is going to ask him questions now. So they asked him, Sibuch Sha'amru. When we said over here, this din that says that Tzua is Naita and so on, right? This is Mutter, is this even if it's touching or only if it's like from above? It's a little hard to understand the case. Does it mean they would have to be hanging down from on top of a trellis, and his mom should spread out over it, and now his mom is touching it. Also, Shaw Lovely, so he went now to ask Rebbe, on my way, Sibuch Shavu B'Nageya, yes, talking about touching. Omer Rebbe Yonah, Rebbe Hillel, Rebbe Wallace, Melchak Vashurka, same thing happened to him. He went out into the Shurk, also Shaw Lovely, Sibuch Sha'amru. Binogea, does that include even touching? Also, Shalavu, he went and asked his Abba, Omalai, Sibuch Sha'amru, Binogea. Now, when Rebbe said, Ro'ea, he had Yivrehem, Midvarai, what was he referring to? I mean, what was so more reasonable? Mahu Ro'ea, he had Yivrehem, Midvarai, Omar Rabbi Shinema. But because he said, look, if you're telling me that only a Dalat Yevanit, which means that even a Dalat Mitzrit, which is certainly much more invasive than Paul Amitri and Kishas, and nonetheless you're telling me that Dalat Mitzrit, Shemit Abechet, your Maida is Mutter. So Kishas and Paul Amitri, which is not an aggressive plant, low culture came and it should be Mutter. That's right, I don't understand it. Om Rabbi Mori, lo ken avi Rabbi Mona Omer, that kol ha'im v'taninu kishut, u'pol ha'mitri, avtolat mitri p'klal. It's not true, that as Rabbi Mona pointed out, that indeed anybody who would say this case of kishut u'pol ha'mitri would absolutely need to include the lot mitri. It's not shaykh to say that it wouldn't include lot mitri, in which case Rebbe, I mean, if that's true, then Rebbe was referring to the lot mitri as well when he said pola mitri, right? He was just giving the less, even pola mitri, talking the lot mitri, but certainly be included. So you can't tell me it's Rebbe's sheet that says the kav chomer from the lot mitri, if he himself, according to Ramon, is including the lot mitri. So what kind of kav chomer is that? So then, what's the meaning of Mahu ro'eh ani et divrei mitvarai? Not a kal v'chomer, it's just she'en kulam, it's not pink, it's lot yivanit. All he was saying is that even according to lot mitzri, old mitzri, kishut, it's just not reasonable that they should be looked at the same thing as the lot yivanit, since by no stretch of the imagination, and they have such long, invasive leaves, and they're not going to look many more than many other plants, and therefore it's unreasonable. Hadron aloch perek kolta ha aruga shihi shisha shisha tachin zokin betocha hamisha zeh undin.